everybody, and welcome back to our show. This is Hard to Follow with your host, LeBert. Sitting here with me, we have Miriam, Fanny, and Robert. Everybody say hello.
Sup?
Hey.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out why you went counterclockwise.
That's usually the order that I say everybody's names.
Oh, yeah. So we're just sitting wrong.
Yeah. Dude, it was.
I was going to say we're flipped.
It was really hard when we did the six people episode, the last one. That one kind of fucked me up a little bit trying to get everybody's
all over the place. We had like three conversations going at the same time, bro.
I know. I was
I think it's too many people. We're gonna have to get organized.
I think we're gonna have to get a little more organized with that. Sorry about that, guys. That was our first time actually doing.
He's lying.
That with that kind of, you know. Energy, air quotes. But now, everybody, welcome back. We're gonna start off today with Roberts has a question.
What?
he forgot his question already.
No, there's no fucking way you forgot Alzheimer's. Your question already.
Alzheimer's. No, I still have it. It's something that we just had, so it's pretty cool.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, go ahead, man.
I was just curious. If y'all could tell me now, I don't mean to leave Fanny out, but you're out.
So
let's say you're in the bathroom,
nice,
and you're doing your business.
Which one? One or two?
And rude fucking people come by and bang on the door, or whatever. What do you say to them?
I see why I got left out.
It depends on where I'm at and where that's happening.
Let's just say not your home.
So like a store or something.
Public place or a friend's house.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it just depends on where you're at.
Let's
at
go.
Your place of work.
But that would be awkward.
That's what I'm saying. So you'll get to hear my awkward stories.
Go with that.
All right.
Start with that. And then
you're in a bathroom stall or you're just in a bathroom?
Well, I mean, I don't know what your place of work's like.
My place of work is anywhere.
He's all outside.
I take a shit outside when I walk.
So people don't knock on the doorway.
There is no doors.
They call the police on
you. You're just kind of open air, hovering in over
indecent exposure.
Some mesquite. I've actually had the situation at the airports and stuff where you just got off the plane and you're like, damn, I got to get rid of some breakfast. And there's a bunch of people, obviously. So they're gone and you just, hey, bitch, I'm here. I like the ones where the door's close enough to where the point where if you do see some idiot going to come up,
stick your foot up.
Well, yeah, your hand or your foot, whatever. Yeah. And you're close enough.
That makes for an awkward stance on the commode, right? If you get your foot up.
Yeah, that would be weird.
You guys can't do it?
You're getting further. Right? I mean, I can. I'm just saying you just get further into the toilet.
You can put your foot up and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have balls.
Oh, no está llamando sin pelota.
What are you saying?
Okay.
too bad there's no video for that.
But
it was the boobs,
down.
Guys. It was the boobs.
That's what I mean. Put your shirt down.
So I mean, I'll say something like, in here. Hey! Because sometimes you'll be like, here or hey. And they'll fucking continue to shake it. So you have to be like, hey, bitch, I'm in here.
Yeah, that's when you just let them see your ass.
I just tell them I'm pooping.
I'm taking a shit in here.
They're like, I'm pooping, go away.
Is that different than what you would do at home?
No, I'll let her walk in if she wants to smell my shit.
I'm just saying, no. We're at your house and we're having a meal or whatever.
Sure.
We come in and like.
Yeah.
And what do we get?
Hey, bitch, I'm in here. What do you want? Like, what the
so
fuck?
That's
if it's my
get.
Friends, you, obviously, if you guys are at my house.
So it's more rude to people that you know. And
yes. Okay. Well, no, I mean, and then if it's strangers.
The level of disrespect.
If it's strangers and they continue to pester you while you're handling business, then you got to be rude to them.
Oh, yeah. You got to.
Throw some
poo at them.
And then you become a monkey.
Do what the monkeys do. Just throw some of your shit at them and that'll show them.
Bet they won't bother you then.
No, hell no. They'll leave the bathroom.
I had chile.
Birds!
I know.
Now you know what I'm going through, motherfucker.
Right? Leave me alone.
It just reminded me of the Austin Powers movie.
Oh, when he drinks fat bastard shit.
Oh, no, that's the horrible part. Whenever he's in the restroom and he goes into the restroom and they try to kill him.
Yeah.
And the dude's like cheering him on to take a shit.
He's like, "You got this, pal."
He's like, "You're right over there."
He's like, "Jesus, what did he eat?" And it's a whole dude in the toilet. He's like, "Man, can I get a courtesy flush?" Dude, those movies are fucking hilarious. I mean, I just can't get over it.
All right, Miriam, what are you doing?
I'm telling him I'm taking a shit.
Okay, but same scenario. We're at your house and you're taking a shit and Roberts goes over there and knock on the fucking door.
I'll be like, "Let me take a shit."
Bitch.
I didn't know you were in there. You don't have to yell at me.
Oh, okay. Well, then if it's the first time that they're, you know, trying to get in, I'd be like,
"If I knew, I'd probably still knock."
It's locked, but you're still knocking.
Hey. That's how I do. I don't know.
That's what happened to Fadi, right?
I got an issue here.
She locked the door and someone opened it.
Oh, yeah, my God. No, hurry.
I've had plenty of moments where they open this. Okay, so in 1 week, I had it happen to me 3 times.
Okay,
three different people.
You're just lonely. I'm sorry.
No.
3 times. Learn a fucking lesson already.
It's just that my place of work is really shitty. And
come on.
Fuck so the doorknob wasn't... The little piece that goes out to lock into the thing wasn't going out anymore. So you had to like jiggle the knob to make it pop out.
It's a deadbolt?
No. You know the... When you turn it...
That little thing that goes in?
The little thing that locks into the actual door part? The door frame?
The slide.
That part there in the middle.
Okay.
The little thing that sticks out?
That was getting stuck in the
door. Inside of the door.
So you had to jiggle it and then it would go pop.
And then it would pop out.
Okay.
But I had to really go that moment, so I didn't check if it had locked. So it didn't. I closed it and I locked it, but it didn't go in. So somebody walked in on me and I was like, you know, but good thing I was already like done or whatever that time.
What if you were like weird? Because there's dudes and I've seen it only one time. And I won't say where.
He looked at Roberts. Everyone, looked at Roberts.
Say, yeah, I won't say totally who it was.
Why did you look at me, fuck?
Because he was white.
What does that mean?
In the airport,
he puts y'all on in one box.
In one of the stalls, his clothes was all.
Was he changing?
He got completely naked.
To take a shit?
To take a shit.
What?
That's hilarious. My brother does that.
That's a real thing. So people
damn,
do that.
You just put him out there like that.
I didn't say which one.
Damn, she Alex, you crazy.
Alex Walden.
Alex Walden. He's like, time to take a shit.
That's the one that was on the podcast?
No. It was really? No, it's not Alex. Hey, it's the other one.
Hey, so but he's about
he'll
to
be
go take a shit.
He don't
his
listen.
Girl's like, "Oh, we're about to get busy." He's like, "No, I'm going to take a shit."
He walks in the room, throws his shorts at her, like, fucking, fuck you, don't talk to me.
No, he used to do when he was little, like, I guess since he started potty training.
He's like, "I don't want to get shit nowhere."
Yeah. And then, I mean, one of the last times that we were talking with him and stuff, I don't know why it came up, but they're like, "Do you still take all your clothes off to take a shit?" He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "That's how I feel comfortable."
That's crazy. So that is the thing. I've seen it at the airport. Dude takes his clothes completely off and it's all hanging on the door. And I'm just like, no fucking way.
What if
dude.
Someone steals your clothes?
I would
like
fucking laugh. I would. Damn
yeah,
it.
Like,
I should have took what? His boxers because his boxers were there. Dude, I should have just grabbed them.
And that's something that, you know, I mean, he might miss, but he can put his pants on.
Oh, take his pants.
And go over there. No, I meant like you could take it. Damn, both of you are evil. I'm being considerate that, you know,
look,
if you take
you're the
it,
one that said, what if it gets taken? You were the one with the idea.
You're the one that thought about it. That is true.
It was just a question.
Because I don't take things that aren't mine.
Okay. Where are all my pens, bitch?
In Javi's pocket?
Yeah, dude, he takes all the pens.
One time I seen him, and yeah, I swear he had six of them in his fucking pocket.
He came
I
was over like, once with three.
I was like, "Where'd you get all those?" He's like, "I don't know, but I started with none today." I was like, "Fuck." Just taking pens. But anyway, yeah, I have seen that where someone just gets completely naked at the airport, which is fucking weird. You'd think they'd be like, "I'm at the airport, maybe I should pull my pants down." Like,
I'll never forget when JB did it, though. I was in the restroom. I was actually using the restroom.
Dude, I thought you were going to say you got naked to take a shit.
Oh,
I was
like, how do you know? What?
No. When he opened the door and I was in the restroom and he was like, oh shit, and closed it. He was so red, dude. I mean, he didn't see anything, obviously, because I wasn't fucking naked. But
that one time like, that she gets naked.
I was kind of like, you know, like just sitting there peeing because I wasn't doing number two. I was just peeing. And then I was like, what the fuck? And I just see JB like, and I'm like, wow, this is awkward.
It's like, damn, I know we're close, but Jesus.
Yeah, I'm like, you need a backpack, dude. Yeah, he was so embarrassed. He's like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, ah, bro, it happened already. That was at all the same week. So then that weekend, I was at Target in the restroom with the door closed in the stall. Chick comes in, starts knocking, and I'm like, I'm in here. You know, I told her I was in there. She still goes to open. Like, I saw her. She saw me through the crack of the stall. We locked eyes. She saw me in there and still opened it. And I was like, fine, watch me take a shit. I don't care. I'm taking a shit.
Yeah, at one point you're just like, fuck it.
Yeah,
I try to fart just to like scare her away or something.
You bust a vein in your eye trying to fucking fart.
Yeah, I can't fart on command.
She calls 911.
Yeah, I'm taking a shit and there's someone here. Well, what's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, so that was weird and awkward. I was just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, they probably feel worse than me, so.
Oh, it's definitely more awkward. I've actually done that once where I've walked into a stall and there was a fucking older man in there. I was like, fuck, I had to see that.
Was he naked?
His pants were down.
Damn. Poor guy. You saw his butt.
No, I just saw his legs. He was sitting down.
Oh, you weren't like, I see your butt.
I should have. Just stand there, point at him and laugh.
Then somebody's going to do that to you when you're old.
That's fine. That's I'll probably laugh with them shit.
They're going to be like Nelson.
I'll probably laugh with them shit. Robert, so you asked the questions, but what are you doing? I mean,
not the same thing.
What, taking off your clothes and taking a shit?
Wait, did it happen? Is
I'm
that why
have to
you're
try it now? Because I mean, that sounds like I'm gonna try it.
It sounds empowering.
No, I mean, it just happened to me earlier.
No. He's talking about getting naked to take a shit.
Oh, no. I was thinking about opening the door on me still. I'm like traumatized now.
Who opened the door on you?
Somebody tried.
Bastard. You?
No, it wasn't me.
Some pervert. Some pervert.
Well, that must have been you then, because I just banged on the door.
No, at work, we have one restroom and like 8 girls work there. So it's a constant battle over the restroom. And then they go and like knock and then turn the knob and jiggle it and whatnot.
Oh, I do that.
And so I'm like, someone's in here. And once they start jiggling, I'm like, damn, y'all don't let me take a shit in peace. And I say it in Spanish too. So if it's a person that speaks English, Spanish, they know what I'm saying, you know? And I do that at work.
No, I jiggle the doorknob, especially like at work and stuff like that, because they take like 10 minutes in the bathroom. And I'm like, no, fuck you. I need to use the restroom too.
Hey, maybe I was having problems.
Look, fuck you. You need to hurry up.
Fuck you and your problems. Like, I take a shit.
Pretty much.
I have poppers.
It's gonna be a bigger problem when I take a shit in the office.
That's crazy. That's anyone ever
do an Amber Heard?
Did you guys see that meme I sent you guys the other day? Yes. It was classic. It was good. Robert, you never had someone walk in on you like at a stall? I mean, I know you traveled. We traveled a lot about a year ago.
Yeah, I mean,
it was Barry walked in.
I don't know that you can.
I walked in this hotel room, dude. What are you doing in here?
You can do that much.
What are you doing, man?
I was like, ass.
So no one's walked in on you?
Yeah, I've had it before.
What did he do? I mean,
I was like, I'm just like, what the fuck? You didn't hear me say?
You didn't hear me shitting, bitch?
Right, I'm in here.
Yeah.
So.
That's the next thing.
You have to take
table.
A shit now.
No, it's.
You hear him?
Can you go to the restroom, bro? Nobody's gonna walk in on you. We're all gonna stay away.
Yeah. I'm just gonna take a shit here to get it over with. No, that's crazy. It's weird how people just don't get it, right? Like it's like you, for example, Fanny. You know, the lady looked at you and still was like,
still can't.
Maybe there's someone not in here. Maybe I'm seeing shit.
Yeah, like, and I was like, I'm not a small person, you know. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, bitch, what?
And people don't like it. They don't like it. They're afraid to be walked in because you hear them.
Yeah.
Shuffling the feet or whatever.
Yeah.
Grab some paper.
Yeah.
You know, so that you know somebody's there. They don't want to be walked in on. And I get it. I understand that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, for sure.
If I'm texting a paragraph, I don't want to be walked in on.
No. You know, I'm wanting to hide my shoes so you can't see them. That way, if it's like a really bad odor. If you see me later in like the terminal,
I remember those shoes.
Oh, that dude fucking reeks. You know,
are you all right, bro?
I hope I don't sit next to. Oh, he's got what seat B or whatever.
Well, at least you know he's not gonna fart because he already took.
He got rid of it. Yeah, that is true.
Unless I'm having a bad day and ate poppers.
Nah.
No, has someone walked in on you, Rams? Like at a store or something, or airport even,
or evidently.
No, but.
You walked in on
I walked in on my grandma one time.
Well, I mean, it's different.
No, but the thing was
grandma's
that
different.
This right. bathroom had two entrances. So it had like an entrance from the outside.
Right.
So, you know, if you're outside, you have access into a bathroom.
Yeah.
But then it also had an entrance into a bedroom.
Oh, shit.
So I don't remember why we were chasing each other, but me and my cousin were.
We were
chasing each other.
Grandma's butt.
And we were running around, right? So we went through the bathroom and so we could go outside.
Yeah.
But it's her fault. She really shouldn't have left it open.
You can't blame grandma.
It's okay. No, my cousin's las patas. Sorry, grandma. But yeah, so we ran in and she's all like, cabronas, I'm in here. And we stood there and then just turned around instead of going down the door that was closest to us so we could have just gone out.
Yeah, you guys went all the way. That's funny.
Yeah, but no, I haven't gotten anyone walk in on me.
No, so. It's...
Coming soon.
It's a little awkward, and then it just is like, I don't know, at least for me, the one time that I was in one of the stalls and some dude, I guess the thing, like, it went across, but I guess
it was
missing a piece or something, so it didn't fucking close. Or it slid over, but instead of, you can open it both ways. So it didn't really make a shit. And so...
Sorry. Yeah. I remembered something else.
Oh, you did that?
No.
And so some dude walked in and he's like, he wasn't like, oh, I'm sorry. He literally like stood there and was like, I was like, dude, what the fuck are you looking at? Like, I'm obviously sitting here. Like, what do you want? He's like, oh, my bad.
Fuck, can you scoot over?
Are you almost done?
No, you're almost done, dude. I gotta go.
Like, who you texting over there?
Hey. No texting while we're podcasting.
I got a 911 email.
Oh.
What'd you do?
I read it and then I disregarded it.
You should have been like unread. Mark as unread.
I mean, I'm going to have to respond here before too long.
So. Damn it.
But I mean, we still got time.
Yeah. All right. Do you want me to block them?
I mean, it's
Do you want me to block them? Bitch.
We spent, how much time has gone by?
10
18 minutes.
Oh, shit.
So we spent 18 minutes talking about being in the bathroom. I did not see that coming. I thought it would be a little quicker.
You started it.
Yeah.
I know I started it, but I thought it would be quicker. I was just trying to participate.
You should have known we're going to get into depth.
All right, since Robert's...
We're talking about...
Wait, what did you remember, Miriam?
So, yeah, I was going to say, you remember something, you laughed.
So this was a... I was maybe like 22 or something, so we were out clubbing. You know, you drink, and then you go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Well, this bathroom had the doors wouldn't lock, so we would a friend of ours would stand in the front, and then while someone else goes,
uses the bathroom. Sure.
Well, this bitch stood there, but the door opened up, and then I'm like, "Hey, the door's open." But she's just like standing there like, you're not gonna tell me what to do kind of thing, but I'm like, the door's opening and your friend, you could totally see that.
Oh, it wasn't your friend.
Thought it was you in there.
Yeah, me too.
It was a girl that was in the front there, like, I guess guarding it, but the door was opening inwards instead of outwards. So it doesn't fucking matter.
So she didn't know.
And the other girl was drunk, so she wasn't paying attention to the door.
Yeah.
So the door's coming towards her, opening, right? And the friend's just standing there like...
Looking stupid as fuck.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did y'all watch that video? The one where the girl all of a sudden just falls out from under the stall. They're like twerking and she's taking pictures.
Oh, but she's like butt naked in the stall. No, I seen that.
She was wearing a dress and she like fell over and... her dress came up, so she was like butt naked on the floor.
Like, they were like taking pictures, I think, in the bathroom, right?
Club restrooms are wild.
They were taking pictures.
The wildest.
And this chick is in the stall, and all of a sudden, yeah, like she like just fell. And her dress came off, and now she's just laying there naked. I was like, what the fuck? Pretty crazy. Pretty intense.
That's how you get an infection, guys.
Yeah, for real. That's how you get chlamydia in your eye.
Damn, what kind of nasty places y'all going to?
You didn't hear about that?
No.
What? Some dude got chlamydia on his eye because he went to the gym, and I guess he put his towel down, and somebody had, like, coochie sweat there, I guess, with chlamydia.
He just lied to his wife. He didn't know what a lie to say.
And he grabbed it and put it in his eye.
I got it at the gym.
How do you get it in your eye? Not on your mouth if he was doing that.
I got it at the gym.
She started from up here and slid down.
Dude, you know the eye drops that are killing people, right?
Wait, which ones?
Don't say all clear, bitch, because those are the ones I used the other day.
They've been recalled. I'll try to find it. I thought I sent you the article. Maybe not.
No.
Oh, so we're dying over here, and you're keeping the article.
It ain't bio true, right?
They're, I guess when they made them, they didn't sterilize
them. They added cyanide to
them. No, people have had eyes removed. Just Google it.
Oh, shit. No, fuck that. I don't want that on my phone.
And but you need to know what eye drops, because if you use them.
Yeah.
I have eye drops.
Oh, it's the Roto ones, I bet.
Which ones?
Roto.
What?
I feel like you throw a mint in your eye.
Oh, those are intense.
Why would you do that?
No.
They're intense, but they make your eyes clear like in 2 seconds.
Yeah,
bro.
They're intense. They hurt, but damn, they work good.
Just put eye drops cause an infection, maybe?
Eye drops recall.
There you go.
Oh, fuck.
Recalled eye drops now linked to 4 deaths.
Told you.
What brands are recalled?
Damn,
it's a few of them.
Which ones are they?
EsriCare and Thelzim Pharma.
This sounds European. That's not here.
Apotex.
Yeah, but I think they come over here.
I don't even know how to pronounce these.
I think they come over here. But yeah, they're...
Thelzim Pharma Artificial Eye Ointment. Okay.
Yeah, you think... Just spin in it. Be better. Guinness.
It's
one?
JV. Oh, he's sneaking out. He's sneaking out.
That's my hot and spicy.
He just throws it.
Does Sandra know you call him that?
Hey, nah, Amanda, you don't talk shit.
I thought that's what you called him.
Yeah, but I don't call him mine. You know, that's...
It's still hers.
That's the part that she gets mad about.
Bitch. That was good. Yeah, that's crazy. Imagine you use... Well, what was it back in like the 60s, 70s, the Tylenol killers? Or was this like in the 30s, 40s?
That was during his childhood.
They didn't even have Tylenol in the 60s.
So what years were those? Do you remember that, though?
80s, 90s. Yeah, I remember.
It was 80s, 90s.
You could buy Tylenol and die.
Well, because someone was poisoning them.
Yeah,
that one dude.
The saddest part of one of those was...
Where was it? California?
Like 4 people from the same family, right?
Yeah, so it was like one took it, a girl took it because she had a headache. She ends up dying during her wake when they're there. Some people get headaches, so from the same bottle, they take Tylenols to get rid of the headache. They fucking kick over like the next day or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think it took a while.
It was cyanide, right?
Why these people died.
Yeah, I don't know what they put in it.
It took a while, but you used to go in and...
It did not take a while. It took 24 hours.
To get medicine, just unscrewed the bottle.
Yeah, there was no safety.
No tampers.
Yeah, we didn't have any of that.
And did you know it was a nurse that figured it out? It wasn't even like investigators, doctors, anything like that? And when that family ended up catching, like, whoa,
did you know nurses do all the work?
No one take anything anymore. Like, what the fuck? They took one, they tested it, and it's like, oh, shit. There's cyanide in these fucking pills. Like, don't take these. And then that's when they started doing it. But then they got, like, a ransom note or something from the guy that did it. They caught him or whatever.
Yeah. I thought we had it, like, in 2 different cities, too.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
We had copycats.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's tough, huh?
Yeah, and that's...
I mean, then we had the whole era of anthrax.
Oh shit! That
you were alive
scary.
For that
one.
That was
scary. I know.
You were alive for that one,
dude. No,
you
didn't want to
open your mail because somebody sent you anthrax.
I mean, you were like 4, so
no, I was older than that.
Oh yeah, he was probably pretty.
about four.
No, I was older than that. Because I remember it
Bert
was like...
Bert got anthrax on him while his mom's opening a letter above him while carrying him.
It was all over the place. It was like, hey...
She's like, you got a letter?
If you see any like packets that are weird or letters that you're not supposed to receive, stuff like that, like report it, you know, because I guess they were sending them just like random people.
No, they sent them to NBC. They sent them to
news reporters.
Yeah. It was targeted.
Government officials. It wasn't like the normal, you know, Joe Blow was going to get one.
Wasn't that the thing?
But they were scaring us.
They were scaring everyone because that's it was going through the post office.
Yeah, it could be anywhere.
And that was actually pretty sad because the post office, the main one that it was going through, they weren't telling the workers, hey, be careful, wear a mask or kind of thing during it. And they wouldn't let them go home. They still had to work.
That's some fucked up
and
shit.
And then one of the guys died.
The government is here to protect you, Miriam.
No, the government is not.
The police serve and protect. Well, they're supposed to.
What else is here? Hold on. No.
The government are different from the police.
Yeah.
But don't start.
They're all the same.
It goes all the way to the top.
No, it's the same shit. The government
brings
is
it
the
back
police
to my topic.
Guy.
Dun, dun, dun.
Don't be dumb.
The future
is now, old man. What?
The future's now, old man. No,
because if the government was the police, I'd be all for defunding the police.
Hmm.
We should defund the government, which means I can keep my taxes and not have to pay so much.
That is true.
The American dream.
Become a politician.
Wait, what? We gotta pay taxes?
You pay taxes?
No, loser. Nerd.
Nerd. What are you, a goody two-shoes?
Until the IRS catches up to your ass.
And there's a whole bunch more of them now. Mm-hmm. Gun-toting.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
No shit.
Why?
I don't know. Doesn't make any sense.
Oh, but I can't have one at work?
Can you not?
I don't know. Yeah. I've never read the rules.
Wait, what are we talking about? What is it that you wanted?
What are you talking about?
She was talking about carrying a gun.
Oh, I thought she wanted something else at work.
What?
What? You dumb.
Like a slap in the head. So you don't know how to work it. Because you don't.
Why would you say that? It's dumb.
Weirdo.
Doesn't even make sense.
Why'd you put it there?
It wasn't me. No, that's crazy.
Anyway, speaking of aliens.
So, Miriam, that was all you had. Which was nothing.
I didn't have anything.
Just nothing. We literally just bounced right back to you.
She had something. It's called chlamydia. Remember?
No, I didn't have that. That was Bonnie was saying about it
again. Just in case your mom's listening.
Nah,
this is like the fourth or fifth time.
Damn. So Bonnie, what do you got for us?
What are y'all's opinion on AIs?
What's that?
Artificial insemination.
I mean, if you want it,
it's bullshit. I think you'd have to do it the old-fashioned way.
Damn it! So
I don't like
baster isn't good enough for you.
Turkey baster, you new
but
age
some people
thing.
Just can't, and that's how they got.
I simply can't.
Wait, what do you mean you can't?
Just call me 555.
You need help? I'm here for you. I'm here for that.
I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Stupid. No, I'm talking about artificial intelligence. Something you don't have.
I don't have his phone. He has his phone.
I don't have any.
No, intelligence.
intelligence. No, she said artificial.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm intelligent.
I'm smart.
Something you don't have. Anywho, how do you feel about working with AIs?
Have you not seen Terminator?
Yeah, but how do you feel about it?
Which one?
You have to have a
there's
kill
like
switch.
There's like three, right?
Nah, there's a lot.
If you got a kill switch, I'm all for it.
Three, ain't it?
Three.
Okay.
But, you know. Skynet.
Skynet. Yeah, I was going to say Skynet's going to get us.
There's
bitch.
All kinds of freaking memes with that.
iRobot. That was a good. That one's the one that seems more realistic out of like the bunch. With Will Smith, iRobot.
Yeah. Is that the one with the dog?
No.
No, that's I Am Legend. Remember,
and
you fucked it up last
that.
Time.
Oh.
That's
what?
Such a sad movie.
That wasn't me. I didn't do anything with
he the kills the dog. We don't want to hear about your fucking doggy snuff films. Don't talk
yeah
to
for real.
No, that hey. Was because the dog became a zombie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't he just cure him?
He couldn't. It
he
was
couldn't.
A her.
Hit her. Yeah.
Sam. Oh
and
god.
Because
Sam is a boy's name anyways.
Her name was Samantha. No.
And fuck you to the writer for that movie.
Right.
Just because.
All that right. one, you know what?
Sam.
Fuck that. He.
Yo, you guys hear about the writer's strike?
No.
Yes. Movie writers and screenwriters.
They're all perverts.
And all
who
stuff,
cares?
They're all on strike. So all your movies that you were going to see, delayed.
It's okay, guys, because artificial intelligence will take over and do it for them.
Yeah, but it's dumb.
Yeah, but you won't know the difference, so.
And it's depends. It's pretty smart in freaking AI.
I don't think it's that smart.
It is smart. They already,
I don't know. They already did
remixes to like famous people's songs and put them out like on different platforms, and they had to like take them down and shit because AI is already getting out of hand on their own.
Well, you guys heard about the story.
I talked to one in a survey.
Why are you talking to?
I didn't know.
Why are you dumb?
It was that good. I didn't know. There was no pauses and stupid thing. It was that good.
Oh shit!
You sure you that mean level, on the phone? Bro.
And we're now
I,
slowly
when
being
I kind
introduced
of
to it.
Figured it out. I gave an off the wall thing, and it checked me on it. It's like, are you doing this because I'm not a real person?
Oh shit!
Like, damn.
Fuck. Yes.
You got me.
You got me, bitch.
And I'm very, very, very sorry.
All of a sudden, the lights turned off in his house and shit.
And it's like, that's what the fuck I thought.
Your bank account gone. Yeah, your power.
There's nothing
off.
In it. I don't care.
Your phone gone.
That's okay.
All you motherfuckers will cry.
This
if
is
your
the stuff my
gone.
Father warned me about.
Nah, not mine.
Dude, that's crazy. So. You were like practically done.
Marion and then, sleeps on her money.
And yeah, then I was done and I figured it out.
My mattress.
Damn.
And really, I don't know that I figured it out. I think I just like was suspicious. Because
what's
it
suspicious?
Was.
What's you tell
I forget.
Wait, like, you want to see my balls?
It was something kind of stupid that might have been a little sharper for.
Oh, that is
fucking you seen them. Shut up.
Yeah, why are you showing your shit?
Oh, raisins. He told me. He said they look like raisins.
I didn't say that.
That's me.
I'm more like a cantaloupe out there.
You should go get that checked.
Not one, I'm sorry.
You should go get that checked.
Just one.
Might be
there's
two.
They shrunk a little bit, but not bad.
Is it painful?
You want to see?
No thanks. Bert already described in detail.
I can smack the table. No, not really.
That's a big
ass.
Did y'all give me a Red Bull?
No, that was crazy. No, hey, but it's true though about like this whole AI thing, and just like Fanny says, it's slowly being introduced and in ways of like, oh, it's just for this, but eventually it's gonna evolve into more and more and more. Yeah. Next thing you know. They're gonna. I mean, just look at some of these restaurants where the waiters. There's no more waiters. It's that little robot that comes and gives you your food.
Well, that's because people don't want to fucking work.
Yeah,
they don't want to get up and work.
As humans,
work.
We've done this to ourselves because the government fucked us over and made.
It always goes back to the government.
It goes back to the government.
It goes all the way to the top.
It does. It really does. I mean, they kind of fucked over with the whole COVID thing and they spoiled some people and like, I don't want to go back to work. So then
I wonder why they did that.
And then so they did it on purpose. It's a plan.
New world order.
No, that's not a good
that's
one.
All right, stop. Next time. you'll get it next time.
Okay, next
time.
We're going to put one.
Which one are you looking for?
The metal one. That one. All right, that one's C, guys. That one's C.
But no, yeah, I mean, it slowly happened. And then next thing you know, Walmart started it with the cleaning thing. Next thing you know,
I want one of those.
Those are pretty cool. But next thing you know, restaurants are starting to have waiters now that are that.
Oh, I've seen those.
Kiosks. Now you order everything straight off of a kiosk.
No, I mean, there's a little, robot that brings it to you.
No, I know.
Yeah, I showed it to him, my friend.
No, but I'm saying like you order your food from a kiosk. You don't order from somebody anymore.
There's no more personal contact. No more.
No one wants to talk to you anyways, people. Gosh.
Yeah, true. That's why. It's because of people like you.
Me vale, wey.
We're being dehumanized.
What?
Exactly.
Who is it? Uber or Lyft has the.
Oh yeah, Uber.
The driverless people.
Yeah.
The driverless cars now.
Yeah.
Oh, did I just say driverless people?
And I'm all
yeah.
Was that an iRobot too?
It's a Tesla. Probably.
And they're like a car chase, but you just get in the car and it drives you wherever.
Yeah, that's when Will Smith drove it manually. And then they're like, what are you doing? He's like, shut up, I'm driving.
Should we be worried that Will Smith is in all these apocalyptic movies? Does he know something that
he
we don't?
He plays some sad-ass movies. I'm
he
thinking
can
about it.
The shit out of zombies.
I Am Legend.
And Chris Rock.
I Am Legend was super, like, sad. Mm. Pursuit of Happiness is extremely sad.
I didn't watch that because I knew it was sad, so I didn't want to
Pursuit
cry.
Of Happiness. Oh, yeah. My God. Dude, I watched the movie, and I caught myself in tears at one point, and I was like, this movie is so sad. Why the fuck does anyone want to watch it? It was bad. That movie's bad. I watched it once, and that was it.
Yeah, no. I'll pass.
No, it's a pretty fucked up movie. You seen it?
I'd rather watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I'm not. You just said.
So no, dude. It's a great watch. You should watch it.
No, I think you're lying to me.
What were you going to say?
No.
Say it.
Anywho,
What are your thoughts on AI?
It's creepy. It's creepy, and I think that we're going to be in a virtual world pretty soon, and that we thought we wouldn't see this, but it's happening now, and people are taking virtual trips. They are already created a virtual world on Facebook.
For schools, too. Remember, you were showing me the thing?
Yeah. I mean, Facebook already has it. There's a metaverse. You can, and they advertise it as you can be who you want to be in the metaverse.
Oh, that's like that movie.
Ready Player One.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You just seen that? Like that.
No.
And, watch it. It's pretty good.
And they use Bitcoin. They use cryptocurrency in the metaverse. Wow. So that's what we're going for.
That's just sad, though.
Oh, the other day, guys, I was talking and I don't know who I was with. And my messenger turned on, like the Siri on Messenger, because it has like a voice thingy. And I was like, hey, why'd you turn on? I didn't ask you to. This is against my privacy. And it said, I can't answer that.
Whoa, what the fuck? Throw your phone in the toilet, bro.
I was like, yeah, you better turn that shit off, Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah.
Bitch.
No. And he was like, fuck you, Facebook jail. No, but it
remember
did.
Remember 6 years ago when you posted it back?
Right? It's all delete account.
Damn, that would be funny.
That'd be fucked up. I mean, I wouldn't like be all like, oh my God, I don't really have anything on there. They're just pictures, but I can always get those. But yeah, no, it was crazy. I was like, what the fuck? It said it couldn't answer me and then it went off.
Damn.
Yep.
I've been, well, it's kind of slowed down finally, but I was getting a bunch of telemarketer calls again. Like it stops and then it comes and then it stops and then it comes again. And so I figured out how to do it. You remember the other day we were in the in the office, and I was like, dude, just talk to them in another language. Not Spanish, though. They got Spanish speaking people now. So you got to learn a new language to
fuck
them.
I mean, there's a lot of Spanish speaking people.
Like a lot.
A lot.
Muchos.
Demasiados.
Damn, bitch. Why you got to be so mean?
No arguments out of that. Damn. I'm disappointed. I'm going to have to do better.
Exactly.
Why? Would you get offended if we say there's a lot of people that speak English?
Should
we say Texan?
Not very good English.
That's why I said, should we say Texan?
By the way.
Okay.
Whenever you finish.
But no, I'm done.
Oh.
You said not Spanish. I mean.
No, I speak to him in Italian now.
And they go like, wait, what?
Oh, no, well, no, the one, and it happened with with Ram, we were not here, and I end up getting one, and I was like, dude, check this out, so I answer in Italian, and the guy's like, oh, can you wait? And I was like, okay, and so some lady comes, and so she talks to me in Spanish, and I respond to her in Italian, and all I hear in the background is like, that's Italian, stupid, not Spanish. Hang up. Oh my God, I fucking died. I was like, wow, dude, that is fucking hilarious.
It makes it kind of fun then, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes it worth the call. I mean, like it.
I now know how to say read in 4 different languages.
There you go.
What kind of read? Like read the girls.
Like just the word.
Read a book?
Read. To read. Okay, Led. Leggy.
What's the one?
Read. Japanese, I forgot it.
So you don't know 4.
So you know 3.
I did know 4.
Damn it.
I'll remember it here in a minute.
It's going to be something like, so do you wash Costco?
No.
And you're like, wait, it's a one syllable word in English.
Start speaking in German German and shit.
Some of the Japanese is hard.
It
I mean, like really hard.
Hella hard. I know how to say my name. Hi, my name is Stephanie. I'm American.
There you go. That's a good one to know.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're going to know you're American as soon as they see you, though.
Nah.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Nah.
You probably dress.
Think I'm like Filipino or something.
No, you dress Westerner. Mm-hmm.
You dress really like American.
No, yeah. Not when I go to Japan. I'm going to be kawaii. I'm going to be a Harajuku girl.
She's going to be driving those, like the Tokyo Drift cars.
Hell yeah, that was my favorite one, actually. Ding, 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 ding.
That's funny.
I'm going to be doing cosplay over there, be fucking Sailor Moon and shit.
Dress up like Vin Diesel. Wear the white shirt and the necklace. Put on the opposite wig that makes you bald. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Family.
Just let me
family.
Know when you go.
Just say family.
Just let me know when you go. I need to send some money. I need another watch.
No.
They don't even make those there.
I'll
that?
Bring you a noodle soup. Best I can do.
I'll bring you a noodle soup and it might be crushed by the time it gets here. But
I might eat half of it on the way.
No,
I want to go to the Marucha.
On the back of my watches.
It's made in China.
Cup of noodles,
no.
The cup of noodles factory, and you go make your own cup of noodles. Like you design your cup and then you put the ingredients.
That?
I forgot
the
what
the factory
city.
She just said.
Shut up. No, there's a place.
In, but you can do all that. And they have like all kinds of ingredients you can put in it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But no, they make that watch in China and they ship it to Japan.
They don't.
To it's engrave like, it.
To and engrave then it and then, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's made in Japan.
Just know you're wearing a Chinese watch.
Just know it's Japan.
It's not.
Yeah.
I see. Mine's a California
watch.
Hey.
Right.
I saw both of those.
Read it. Read it. And it's not made in the U.S. It's designed in California.
Let me see. Hold on.
No.
What is this?
Yeah,
made one. In California, USA.
No, designed in California, USA.
That one probably was made there.
In China?
That one's made in China, bro.
Yeah.
Your face was made in China.
Yeah.
I don't think
I know
so.
Mine wasn't. It was made in Mexico.
Yeah.
Bob's been to several countries. It wasn't China, though.
No.
It was
like
Nam.
Cambodia.
Nam?
Vietnam. Cambodia. Yeah, some of those fun places.
Mm-mm. All right. So, Miriam.
Yes.
You got some Am I the Asshole stories? I know last time we were here, you had a couple of those.
Yes, I do.
Do you?
All right. Here's the title of one.
Sure.
Am I the Asshole for getting upset that my fiance took my car without asking?
It depends.
Wait, Sadie. Oh, took my car without asking.
Yes.
Fiance?
Fiance.
Depends.
Okay, keep going.
Let's like I mean, like if you needed
like Bert said, depends.
Wait, is that it?
Where
there's
did
no
they
story?
Go?
No, there's a story.
Okay.
Like where did they go? Like if they left you without a car and took off to like a party or something, and they knew you needed your car, then yeah.
Is it a girl or a guy?
It's a girl, and the fiance's a male.
The guy.
I mean, that's
okay.
A given.
So the guy took it.
The guy took it. Yes.
Oh, he's
the
a
guy
bum.
Took
he doesn't have a car. He's a fucking piece of shit bum, dude.
What if go his ahead. Car was in the shop?
I mean, did he I take it to it. Like the strip joint or?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if he went to go hang out with the homies, then yeah. But, like, I don't know.
All right, man. Go ahead and give us the story.
So it says, so my fiance.
What a piece of shit.
What an asshole.
He has two jobs currently. He's a director of social and community services.
But he doesn't have a car.
During the day.
Well, just wait.
And the bar.
Is it you?
And a bar DJ at night. I try to be as supportive as possible because I know he's working a lot, and I'll allow him to take my car since it's bigger and he can load up his equipment. This weekend, he was DJing the club on Friday night and doing a private event Saturday mid-noon. He asked to borrow my car for the Friday night, and I allowed him to. He was in a hurry the next morning to leave for his next gig, so I didn't get a chance to speak with him. That morning when I checked, my car was still in the driveway and he'd taken his car. So he does have a car. Okay. I had made plans that morning to spend time with friends, so I took a shower and got ready. A few hours later, I stepped outside and my car was gone. At first, I panicked because I thought my car was stolen. But after a few phone calls and speaking with his assistant, I found out my fiance came back to the house and took my car. Mind you, he never texted or called me to let me know he was taking my car. I was upset because I had already made plans with friends and now I couldn't go because I was stuck at the house with no transportation.
Wait, hold on, where was it? Yeah, good question.
Yeah.
When my fiance got home, I confronted him. I told him I was upset because he didn't ask to take my car this morning. My fiance argued that I let him use the car last night and I should have known better that his equipment would have been in my car and he needed to take it.
Kind of fair.
No. Take your shit out of my car. I then brought up that he ended up taking both cars and asked him why that was necessary.
Okay, I don't get that.
But I didn't really get a straight answer from him.
He cheating, bitch. First of all, he ain't tell his shit. His assistant did. And why he take two cars?
He never brought the other car home?
How did he get there? All right, let her finish.
Yeah.
All
right, last part. He then proceeded to tell me that I never do anything on the weekends and I should have communicated that I needed my car that day. But I don't think I need to ask to use my own car. Am I the asshole here?
Nah, she ain't. I think we're missing some details in this.
Yeah,
story. Some details were left out. My first question is, I don't know, so I'm legitimately asking, how much gear does a DJ have?
A lot.
Depends. Now, it's not like what you used to see in DJs nowadays. It's just two little fucking crappy speakers and a mixing board.
Yeah, but if you have like two mixers, then you need space for that shit. I mean, it's bigger than that. But a mixer for DJ, yeah, it's bigger than that.
Do you carry them in like a case? Could you not stack them in like the back seat or a trunk? I mean,
I drive a two-door Jeep
and I can get a lot of
shit. They didn't explain what kind of DJ he was either.
Yeah, like he's at a club, so he probably borrows the speakers from the club.
A bar DJ.
Yeah, so he has like those little shitty squared speakers, which ain't much.
Yeah, those ain't gonna fit in a car though.
She had a car too.
Like if you do like a Malibu,
her car is bigger than
it's not gonna fit in there.
One in the front seat.
So what, like
one in the back seat?
Expedition.
He's not gonna do that.
That's what I'm saying.
He sounds like a guy
who's
gonna get it at the yard.
She should have said, "I'm driving a Suburban." But at the end, she's got a point.
What is it?
I don't have to fucking ask to borrow my own car.
Oh, no, for sure. Yeah.
And you could have texted and said, hey, I'm going to need your car in the morning.
It's kind of sketch, though, that he took both cars.
Yeah, why would you take both cars?
That's
where
what I'm
is your car from the time that you took it? So in the morning, you took
with
off in your car.
I bet.
And it's gone. And then somehow you get home.
Yeah,
and
how do you
get the
home?
Other car, and now you've stranded her, which isn't right either.
Yeah, that's like what I'm saying.
If you're going to borrow my car, I'm going to need your keys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I might need the car.
I might have an emergency.
Yeah.
And then for him to throw in, you don't ever do nothing, like, bitch,
yeah,
no,
that's
what? That's like the shade right there. Nah, he cheating. Bitch, first of all, he a DJ. Dump him. Well, she's not going with him to his gigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously he ain't telling her he's taking her car and he got his assistant texting her.
Why is he getting an assistant?
Exactly. My dad ain't ever had an assistant.
Did it say assistant?
But
it said assistant.
It said his assistant.
Mm-hmm.
But he also has that other job, director of social and community
services. His actual day job.
But still, I mean.
But yeah, you should.
I mean, she could be the assistant to that job.
Okay,
not,
that's
not
fair.
The DJ job. Mm-hmm. That's why I was going
okay.
For.
No, that's fair. Could be a thing.
But the fact that she's communicating for him,
he doesn't have a phone and where he could text and say, "Hey,
exactly,
I left my shit in your car last night. I'm gonna need it again this morning."
When he went back for
the car, he could have hollered, "Hey, I'm gonna need your car," and then she would have been like, "Okay."
Or went inside.
But that's like another thing too. It's like he left in the morning, so we didn't talk. It's like, how do you live?
Mm-hmm.
Like he sleeps in one room, you sleep in another. Like what's going on?
I wake up in the morning and we don't talk. So
no.
Well, I mean, she works at night.
You wake her up, bro.
No.
Yeah.
When I leave
Bert
in the
wakes
morning,
me up.
Yeah.
She knows where I'm going. There's only one fucking place I go right now.
You wake her up, poke her in the eye.
That's how you get punched.
That's how you get. Yeah, it's how you have to do your own clothes or something. So.
Mm. Do your own clothes.
Bert's like, she does your clothes for you.
Oh yeah.
Does she?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not when she's mad at me.
I don't know. It's I think dude is definitely on. I don't think she's an asshole.
Oh wait, and for all five you fucks, it's not because not y'all the listeners.
Yeah.
It's not that I expect it. She just does it. I can do my own clothes. Mm-hmm. I don't mind doing my own clothes.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah, I just want to clear that
up. Yeah, no, good job.
I don't want to be on the next story that we hear.
Am I an asshole making my wife do my laundry?
I mean, I don't have to ask the question that we all know the answer to, so.
There's a bunch of deer outside.
Oh, no shit. Damn.
They're little baby ones, little does.
Oh, they're going to get hit. Not by me.
Why are you going to hit a deer?
Because.
Leave it alone.
She's already pulling out her rifle.
Damn.
Put that stick down.
Damn, man, you became Texan real quick.
All of a sudden, she's savage.
Like,
did they look tender and spicy? And...
No.
No.
They ain't ready for no jerky yet.
No, the story's pretty weird though. Like, first, like, you got so many red flags. It's like, one dude doesn't communicate with her at all with anything. Mm-hmm. He somehow takes both cars, which is just fucking weird. And shit.
Never gave her an answer on it either. She says on there, yeah, he never answers.
Never
why.
Explains anything. It's like, dude, like, yeah, you're probably getting cheated on.
Yeah, no, I probably would have called the cops and reported my car stolen.
Even if not. You know, you took both cars, and I ask why, and you don't answer me?
Yeah, that's weird.
No, fuck you. We're out. We're done. I don't need you.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yep. Miriam, what do you think about this whole situation?
Well, I'm thinking if you have this, you have some other problems, too. So.
Yeah, I'm assuming this might not even be the first time that he just takes the car.
That's what I'm saying. I think we missed some details.
Yeah. I don't think she's the asshole for that.
No, me neither.
I think he is taking liberties with him.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Yeah, he's taking some liberties with her
with
stuff.
With her stuff. And
probably
she just
kind of
let it go
the
first couple times, and now he's used to it, so.
Emu, lemur.
Well, when you start those bad habits.
It's pretty hard to.
It's hard to break them because you don't understand why are we breaking. Why you have a problem with it now?
Yeah.
I did it all for.
Because I fucking do. That's why.
2 years ago.
Yeah, he needs to respect the fact that she finally do.
So now you're cheating on me, and that's why you're mad at him. I don't know. Could be the
You're
other
right.
way, too.
He's cheating.
That motherfucker's cheating.
Yeah,
I don't think
probably.
He's cheating. I just think he's an asshole.
Okay. I think he's
nothing,
cheating.
Nothing really threw cheating out to me.
He's suspicious. Like, it just seems he's just
What
really,
if his girl, his
I think
side
he's just
chick
like
has
his considerate.
Or worse, what if the side chick is driving
her car, bitch?
Oh, I'd be pissed as fuck.
I think I shared it on Facebook.
You can't condemn him if you don't have any proof that he's got a side
chick.
Dude, who cares?
We're going to make it up.
It happened in Texas. Dude was suspicious of his wife cheating. He follows her to a hotel in the morning where her and her side dude were meeting up. Fucking... Dude has this big old dually, ties a chain to like a part of the motor, fucking rips the motor out of the car. He's like, I bought you this fucking car to go to work and this and that. He's like, I ain't fucking letting some other motherfucker drive this car. And motor is pulled out of the fucking car and just drives off. I was like, damn. I was like, woo.
That's what intense. If he gets the wrong car? Fuck.
That would be fucking hilarious.
Oh, joke's on you, bitch. Takes off with the other dude.
Yeah, that was crazy.
You know, I just have a problem with that. I mean, maybe tow the car. I pay for it. If it's in his name, fine. But
I report it as
nah, we get crazy.
But destroy it? Oh, that's money wasted, dude.
It's money wasted, but it's like a moment of rage.
I guess you could use that as temporary
insanity.
Oh, yeah,
definitely rage, bro.
Right, moment of rage kind of thing.
What is it? What do they call it?
Temporary insanity.
Out of passion. What was it?
Crime out of passion.
I think he was nuts.
But fucking crazy bitch.
So? What?
What?
No. Yeah, fuck all that. Right.
So she wasn't an asshole. She's,
nah, I don't
she's
think she
out.
Was.
Nah.
All right, Miriam, you got another one?
This one has already been deemed an asshole.
Nice.
By whom?
By the community of Reddit.
Ooh, let's hear it.
Am I the asshole for telling my girlfriend she can't just take back a replacement item she gave to me after the lost item was found? So she lost an item.
That was his.
That was his. Replaced it.
Okay.
When the item was found again, the original one, she wants to take the replacement back.
Why not?
Take it back to the store and take it back. She keeps it.
I think she keeps it. I don't know. I remember reading it, but I don't remember exactly.
The story. I borrow your iPod and I lost it.
Yeah.
So I buy you a new iPod.
Yes.
Then we find the old iPod. Mm-hmm. And I don't get to keep it.
You might be able to keep the old one, but she wants to take the new one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
No, I'm all right with that. Not the new one. The old one, eh. You lost it. It was mine. But I don't know that he's entitled or she's entitled to both.
Yeah, we got to hear the story.
All right, give me the story.
So my girlfriend and I had a long debate about this quite a while ago, and it still remains a touchy subject in our relationship. Please weigh in. FYI, busy day ahead. Oh, no. We don't need to know that part.
I'm going to give a fuck about your day.
I'm thinking y'all should call it quits now.
Situation. My girlfriend lost my volleyball. Volleyball? Stupid ass shit. Okay.
Dump him. I don't give a fuck the story. Dump his stupid ass.
Okay. All this stupid shit and for you put it on Reddit right, for no, a fucking volleyball.
He's a fucking piece of shit.
Oh my God.
He's not an asshole. Okay. He's a piece of shit. That's
y'all,
what he
y'all
is.
Are just all right, dumb. All
right. Now we're my girlfriend dumb. Lost my volleyball when she borrowed it during one of our routine league nights. She offered to replace it at no cost to me since she acknowledged the ball going missing was entirely her fault. True to her word, she gifted me a new ball before our next league night. She physically gave the replacement ball to me, and it was now in my possession.
I don't know how that makes a fuck, but go ahead.
All right. When we got to our league later on, my lost ball had been found by staff, and my girlfriend handed it back to me, at which point she also said, I'm going to take back the other ball now, and went to take it to my bag. I told her it wasn't okay for her to do that and challenged her on that point. According to her, I was no longer missing my original ball, so it was okay for her to take back the replacement ball. She believes that by returning my original ball, the debt is settled.
It is.
And
it technically is. You returned what was lost, but go ahead.
And since the replacement was no longer necessary for me to possess, it was hers to keep now as she had paid for it.
Fair.
All right.
Fair. Also, fair point to her.
But he did say she gifted it to him on a certain day, right?
Yeah. All right. His point of view.
What if she just kept the old one then? And he keeps the new one?
Why don't they just if keep both?
Yeah, they're together, so they would
have it's theirs. Both. Not
fucking people.
All right, whatever.
No, I'm gonna say that's not. It's all right, because
he doesn't own
yours,
anything.
It's not.
Yeah,
ours.
He doesn't own anything. Fucking loser.
Yeah. No, all right.
His point of view: once you give something to someone, you no longer have ownership of said item, as that has ownership has been transferred over to the recipient. Therefore, what happens with that item from that point on is not for the giver to decide. I believe that. For her to reassume ownership of something she has given away to be a huge transgression on her part. Taking back a gift is a big no-no in my eyes. My gripe is that I feel like she should have asked for the replacement ball back rather than assumed ownership out of it outright. If I wanted to donate the ball or heck, even just keep it for myself, I feel it would have been my prerogative to do so, not hers.
So does he believe in finders keepers?
What no. kind of piece of shit are you
no,
that you fucking write a story over a fucking ball?
Number one. Yeah.
$6, $8. What the fuck does a volleyball cost?
Even
fuck this
50.
Piece of shit.
I mean, the dude's like league, blah, blah, blah. So he's probably really into volleyball. So it's probably an expensive volleyball.
Yeah, but it's one of those legalistic
kind
relationships. Volleyball. If I'm her, I get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, whoever the fuck you are, leave his dumb
ass. I agree.
Ass.
She gave it to him as a gift, so she shouldn't take it back. Just let him keep both. Like, why not? Right?
Okay,
but
yes.
If it was an expensive ass volleyball that she really didn't have the money to buy, but she did it because she wanted to replace it, I can see why she would want to take it back. Like, hey,
no,
I
well,
need
she
that
wanted
money.
To keep it though, from what he said.
Yeah, that's I don't know.
Didn't
that's a stupid argument.
I mean,
the story said she wanted to keep
it. The main problem that he had was she lost his fucking volleyball. She admitted
and it was solved.
I lost it, and I found your ball back. You got your ball back. It shouldn't be that big a deal. That's just petty.
Yeah,
that's a piece of shit.
He's being real petty. I mean, but she started being petty when she asked for the other one back. She should just let him keep it.
The thing is, she didn't ask for it back. And I think that's his point.
Oh, that she didn't ask for it.
She just assumed, okay, yeah, she just here's grabbed the ball. It, so yeah. I'm going to grab
here's
this.
Your ball. I'm going to take this one back.
I'm going to take this one back.
Now, that's shitty, after though, if she did that.
And he didn't write. No, it's not.
Yeah, dude.
And he
so
didn't,
if someone
he didn't
just comes
right.
and grabs it from you, that's fine?
He didn't go grab it from him. She just got it out of his bag. It's like, you don't need this. I gave you your stuff back.
That's like if I go and take that ring off your finger and be like, oh, well, you already found yours.
It depends on if we lost it, yes. If you lost it.
And I'll be
it,
like, oh, well, I can take this one back.
And you give it back. And you can.
But he was mad about that.
Because I would want my original one back. On the ring. Yeah. That's why I'm saying for that sentimental.
But maybe this
it's not necessarily
better.
The same. It that's just doesn't. It's,
I don't know. I don't know the value of a
deal.
Volleyball.
$10. I mean, Amazon
no,
the
like,
shit. I mean,
say it's
like a professional one. Is what I'm saying.
One.
Because those must be like $100
bucks for a volleyball.
Probably
dude?
Not. But I'm just
let's
saying.
Let's go to
let's
Academy right now.
Just say $100. Even if it's $100, it's still not that big a deal.
Okay, Mr. Money, whatever.
I'm going to take my $100.
I don't know, dude.
Okay, so
hey,
if you're saying
you
that $100
take it out
is a
your
big deal, then he ought to let her have it back so she could take it back to the store.
Yeah, like in my situation, I would tell Fani, like, hey, no, take this back so you can get that money back.
And
like,
I'd be
we
like,
found
I don't feel
it.
Like going, so you're going to keep it and you're going to have two.
But that's his whole point was he didn't want to give her the other one either.
Well, no. Because she gifted it to him.
The point... what
she,
I
no,
saw
she didn't really
was
gift
that
it. She replaced
she did.
The
she
one that
gifted
he,
the
she
replacement.
Lost. It's
if I was
it's
her,
not a gift.
If
you're
I
replacing
was her and
property
I
that you lost. That's
and
not a gift.
And then they found the other one, I wouldn't expect it back because it was my fault in the first place that the ball was lost.
Well, then
had
time,
to be replaced.
It
next
had
time,
to be replaced.
I would wait 6 months before I fucking replace your ball. Somebody gets found. They found it like the next week.
But
yeah, right?
They did. Another thing is, he said they still it's still a touchy subject. So obviously they still
they're
both
still
mad
together,
over the stupid
yeah.
ass ball. Like,
I think
if y'all
too,
can't agree
he's
on
a
that
piece
shit,
of shit.
He's
I can picture this dude. He wears fucking glasses. He has big teeth. He has fucking zits on his face. And the only fucking thing he did, they walk. They don't run. The fucker plays volleyball, and she was forced to play volleyball with him. Hey, fuck this guy. He just sounds like a piece of shit.
I pictured him differently, but okay.
And how did they...
He's too dramatic over a fucking ball. Like, I'm so sorry, dude. Like, I wouldn't lose my shit.
I pictured him in a Camaro.
I wouldn't lose my shit over a fucking volleyball.
And
like,
she,
I'm sorry.
She wouldn't have had to take it back. I would have just gave it to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got
the
my ball.
Same
this is,
fucking thing.
You lost my
been,
ball. I got my ball.
Here, so you have one now.
But
you
he
have
wanted
one now.
Two balls.
Now you don't have to. Because
you don't have balls, that piece of shit.
Right? Because now... You don't have to borrow mine. You have one. Or if it's an expensive ball, you can take it back if it puts you out money.
But even then, I would be like, just fucking keep it. Now you have one.
You
now
have
you don't
one.
Have to use my shit here.
And you're not going
to
lose mine.
Now you're not going to lose mine. You're going to lose yours.
You're
going
to lose yours. Fuck you, you know?
Yeah.
God, fuck this guy. Is this email on there?
Not. Trigger.
So wait, who was the asshole according to Reddit?
The guy was.
He is a fucking asshole. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, it says, you're the asshole. This relationship sounds exhausting.
It really do.
It does. Get out. She needs to get out. If
leave.
She doesn't get out, then she's dumb.
Yeah.
But she robbed him of the opportunity. Some of these comments.
She robbed him of the opportunity.
I already
what
thought
opportunity?
He was being petty, but that really sealed the deal. The whole thing is so stupid.
Dude.
Oh, I like that one. Like that one. Yeah.
What the fuck?
That people are stupid.
You ain't fucking lying.
No, really.
It should tell you where they're from, too.
All right, let's guess.
Kansas.
Missouri?
They're petty over there.
They're some stupid motherfuckers.
No, I'm just joking. I don't know. It doesn't say. No. I don't
it
think
should,
it says.
Some
it
Florida
should be a
shit.
Rule. It should be a rule you should have to say.
What state at least you're from? Yeah. Maybe not city, but just state. Just give us a state.
At least a state.
Yeah.
Don't make the state look bad.
I know, you know, certain parts of our state can make us look bad.
Volleyball, bad. That can be Florida, California.
I said Florida first.
It could be here.
Well, I guess Texas.
No, I think Florida
do,
would be my
they
first.
Do, yeah. Don't they do volleyball down at the park?
Yeah.
Here too.
My parents used to play down there.
Yeah.
I actually have a friend that still plays too.
I went down and played when I was
I actually
younger.
Know a lot of people that play volleyball.
That's
I recently
that's
played
so crazy.
Volleyball.
Oh, me too. That's fine.
But I mean, pff.
I was in pain afterward, but you know.
Why? Why are you making a face?
There's a this post on malicious compliance.
What the fuck?
It's you comply with whatever your partner says or something, but it turns out to be in your favor at the end or something. I'll read it for you. It says, several years ago, my wife and I got into a huge, I mean huge, marriage-ending argument over the toilet seat.
Yeah, if you're fighting over the toilet seat, y'all shouldn't be together. Just saying.
I am not a monster, and I have mostly always put it down.
If you have to say, like, I am not the blank, you are.
You are.
Yeah, you are. I'm sorry.
Shit, what did it say? Okay, mostly always put it down, but sometimes forget, as we do. This one day in particular, in the middle of the day, mind you, I forgot and she lost her absolute shit. I mean, a multi-hour long rant. So much so, I took the kids and left. What the fuck?
I don't know. He's probably right, because, like, let's just say, Fanny loses her shit over something for over an hour, I'm probably going to do the same.
Come on,
yeah.
Thanos.
Over like an hour, probably, no.
Yeah,
somebody's getting hurt if I'm yelling more than 10 minutes.
What?
Poor Thanos.
I know, poor guy.
Like, whoever the fuck did it.
Hey, so what's the problem? He forgot. She got pissed off.
Yeah. So it says, when I came back, we talked. She yelled and I yelled. Divorce was thrown around. I asked if there was something else, but it was only me always leaving the toilet seat up. When I asked,
that's the bad part.
Yeah. When I asked if it was always, her answer was very assuredly yes, and that this was my last chance.
Okay.
Later. Next time she was leaving me and the kids with, and taking the kids with her. Okay. Yeah.
Over a toilet though, like.
So I vowed.
They've been ready to break up. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, that's just
like, that was just the last straw for her.
How old is she? I think it's menopause we're talking here.
It doesn't say. You? But it could be.
Oh no, you haven't, you weren't in my house. I can talk about this all I fucking want.
Me.
And you haven't experienced
too bad
it yet.
You've already went through your midlife crisis.
I don't know if I have yet.
You have. You that motorcycle?
You can tell.
The motorcycle. I've had a motorcycle since I was 6.
Yes, we know. That's the only reason you have a wife.
No, I have a Harley because I've never had one. And
that's
now,
the midlife crisis.
Now I'm ready not to have it, and I'm going to go back and get a Ninja.
Oh, that's what it is. Midlife crisis coming up soon.
That's not. It's something.
Stay tuned. We'll record it all.
I don't need to talk about it, but it's not going to bother me.
All right. So it says, so I vowed to do better and not just put the seat down, but the lid as well. This is where the malicious part comes into play. About a month passes and I hear an earth-shattering, angry as F scream. Well, she started to sit and go pee and just started to go before finishing the sit.
Do girls not look when you sit down? I'm just asking. Because this is a huge thing.
In my house, no.
You don't have to, though.
No.
I always look. At anywhere I'm at, even in my own damn house.
All right, any women out there listening?
I work where I work. Yes,
especially.
Send us an email at hardtofollowpodcast@gmail.com. Do you look or do you not? Because that seems to be a thing.
I feel like the ones that complain about the seat being up are the ones that don't look.
Why don't you look? You should look. I mean,
or like shit like that.
What's the problem with that? If I have to put it up, why can't you put it down? It's courtesy. If you want it down all the time, maybe I just stand up and piss through it and sprinkle all over it, and then you sit in my pee.
It just sucks whenever you really got to go, and then you got to fucking stand there and like push it down and then like go.
It's the same for us. We got to go and
we got to lift the fucking seat.
We
got
to lift it.
Yeah.
Can y'all really not go with it down?
Yeah, we can.
We can, but you're going to get some on the fucking bolt on the toilet seat.
It's
like,
I've always wondered, like,
No, it's a crazy thing.
I mean,
we're not peeing through a straw. Part of, because it's spinning when you're peeing. Yes. I mean, stuff's flying out.
Okay.
So you see, there's a pee hole. You see.
I mean, girls too. We don't just pee straight. It like
and
fucking
trust
goes
me,
everywhere.
It's a courtesy for us to lift it so that you're not sitting and pee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
you heard it here, guys. It's a courtesy
that we lift it, but it's also like, okay, we did this so that you don't have to sit and fucking pee, or that the bowl isn't fucking, or the toilet seat isn't dirty, and then she's still gonna fucking explode. It's like, all right, fine, you're gonna start sitting and piss then. Like, yeah, which one do you want?
If I never lift it, I'll never leave it up.
Exactly. So,
but
which one do you want?
You're not gonna like that either.
I saw this really cool
and
thing.
And I'm not going to like it because eventually
that
I'm
they made
down.
For yeah. situations like this. It's like a little flower silicone thing. And you put it on the seat. And then like the little flower sticks out. So you use that to put this lid down. It's funny. I think but it's hilarious that they've made a whole freaking item
but
just for
it. Straight into the bathroom. So you walk and you see the commode. How can you not look? That's still.
Look, in my house, I don't look because it's always down.
No, yeah. No, I know. I know.
Here at company. Work, like when I go wherever, if I go to someone's house, yeah, I see. So I don't mind if the seat is up. Like, I don't care. I don't care putting it down. It doesn't matter to me. You're going to wash your hands anyways.
You,
what the fuck?
You should.
I hope so.
You better. That's how COVID started.
Right?
Shit. Nancy is. All
right, so continue anyways, with the story. So he hears a huge fucking scream.
A scream. She started to go pee. She
pissed on the lid.
Yeah, she pissed on the lid.
Fucking idiot.
And then sat in it.
Yep. So.
And then had to clean it up.
See, finishing the sit and piss starts splashing all over the place. And when her butt makes contact with the lid, it starts splashing and hitting everywhere before she can stop. That's disgusting.
Wait, the seat was down?
The seat was down, lid? But the lid is
he
down.
He told her, I'm going to do better. I'm going to even put the lid down.
Yeah.
How do you not see that? Like, how is that a fucking thing?
I would have seen it going into the bathroom.
You're triggering Bert this whole time.
I'm so like, how
fucking dumb is she?
Your bathroom
do we have
that
a
you
lid?
Can walk
I'm
going to
go put it down.
How fucking dumb is she? Like,
Bert's just going to take a crap on the lid.
She's just going to get mad about anything.
So she peed on the fucking lid, and now it's all over her.
Yeah, because so
and the floor.
Instead of waiting until you're sitting down and peeing,
so she started
she
peeing
did
as started soon
peeing.
As she started sitting down.
Yeah, that's and I'm like, that's disgusting. For
shouldn't
of
you
all.
Fucking wait?
Yeah, she. So she.
Yeah,
because
that means that shit's splashing everywhere.
So he should just pee through it.
You didn't leave this nasty bitch.
Yeah, he might have done the right thing and just left.
Yeah.
All right, so then what happened?
And take the kids because she ain't potty trained them right.
I'm cracking up, dying, laughing. She's pissed. Pun intended.
The last one.
Just letting loose about why I always put the seat and lid down now. Well, I said it's sanitary, as when you flush, particles fly into the air. It looks better, and it is equitable.
Sure.
Because she has to lift and shut the lid now. Oh, so she also has to do it.
Well, I'm sure if she doesn't shut the lid, that's too bad for him. Because mm-hmm. It sounds like she's...
Yeah.
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 That did not go over well, but she got over it, and the toilet's lid is always down with the seat. Well, yesterday was Cinco de Mayo. Uh-oh.
She ate too much chili?
Too many margaritas.
And we had a few margaritas.
Oh,
she woke up last night and forgot to lift the lid and did the same thing. Back timing the pee, the splashing, the screaming... I ran into the bathroom, saw what happened again, and just walked back to bed, shaking my head and giggling to myself. We had a talk this morning, and I reminded her of the argument and me always leaving the seat up. She actually smirked a bit and said, oh, yeah. So can't wait for this to happen again because I will never leave the seat or lid up again. So he complied with what she said of putting the seat down. But he also puts the lid down, and now it's fucking her up.
But he told her he was going to do that, though. He said, I'm
she can't even be mad at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, she can't be mad at that. Because she's probably like,
she
good.
She can, but... Because she's told him, put the seat down, not the lid.
But he told her, hey...
He said, I'm going to put them both down.
Yeah.
I was just going to make your own restroom.
You're going to piss outside with a cat.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like when you're bitching to your man about every single fucking little thing, that, like, to me, that's annoying. Like, damn, bro.
That's why you get
out.
Cheated on.
I don't know why you can't.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Lift the lid if you want it lifted. Put it down if you want.
Look, as long as you don't leave piss all over the fucking toilet or shit
that's
marks.
Kind of the
I'm
goal,
good,
right
bro.
There. Yeah, that's the goal.
Yeah. Don't leave a fucking mess. I mean, and she did the worst of the mess. She pissed on the fucking lid.
And the floor.
And the floor.
Maybe
all
though.
Over
yeah,
herself.
I gotta pee, though.
Well, go pee real quick.
I'll swear I won't pee on the fucking lid.
That's fine. How much time are we at?
1:13.
Oh, fuck, really? Damn.
I think it's time to close it.
Yeah, guys, I think it's time to close it. Goes JB. He's singing. You guys can't see him though. I guess we'll close out with that.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's crazy. Fuck, if bothers you or you don't fucking look to use the toilet, email us at hardtofollowpodcast@gmail.com.
Tell us where we're wrong.
Tell us why we're wrong. Yeah.
You're stupid.
Yeah, I'd really like to know. I mean, that's legit.
Or in Miriam's words, why are you so dumb?
Yeah.
Is that a button?
No.
You should make
going
that.
To
that
be.
Would
we're,
be funny.
We're
going to
make new buttons.
Hers should be.
No. No.
You know
no.
She's lying.
What are you talking about? Anyways, guys, we gotta go.
All right, guys. Yeah, so anyway, a huge shout out to our friends over at California Shooting Supplies. Mario, thank you for the hats. I should have brought them in today, but I forgot. So you guys
can
see them. I don't want to share. But yeah, thank you for the hats, man. They're great. You guys go to his website. He still has some hats on there that you guys can purchase. I don't know the price, but if you guys go on his website, purchase some hats or whatever, at checkout, use the promo code HARDTOFOLLOW15, all one word, capital letters. You guys will get a 15% discount. A shout out to Mark. He's a friend of the shows. Sorry, bro. We didn't get to your topics. We kind of got off on this one. Promise.
Bert didn't tell us the
promise
topic,
we will get
real.
To them. I'm not lying. And then just a huge shout out to my little brother, Angel. He's turning 18 today. I know once this post is obviously going to be past his birthday.
Happy birthday,
baby. But he's graduating as well. So probably when this posts, he'll be graduating or whatever. So, and I guess to anyone who's graduated, I mean, you know, congratulations, you did it. Welcome to adulthood now, fuckers.
Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah, stay.
Get to fucking work.
Yeah, get to fucking work.
Get your ass up and work.
So, anyway, I think for me, that's it. Just shout out to everybody who keeps listening, everyone who keeps tuning in. Roberts?
Yeah, I had something, but then we got off on the other end. And I lost it.
Ah, you're a piece of shit. All right. Funny?
Shout out to all our listeners, everybody graduating high school, college, whatever, you're not graduating, you know, keep trying. Everybody that's not going off to college or whatever, keep trying, join the workforce, do something, man.
Yeah, good point. Miriam?
Nah, I ain't got nothing.
You got nothing?
No.
Okay. So
you got a new tattoo?
No.
Did
you?
No,
I didn't.
No, I didn't.
You hear a voice? A liar.
All right, guys. So I guess with that final note, we'll say bye.
Bye.
Bye.